Mr. Speaker, I am pleased to present an update on the support being provided to vulnerable households by the government of the Virgin Islands to repair and rebuild hurricane-damaged homes. The Housing Recovery Assistance Program was created following the passage of Hurricanes Irma and Maria in 2017 as the housing stock throughout the territory was significantly damaged and many households required assistance to rebuild to safe and affordable living conditions. A comprehensive housing recovery assistance program and a housing recovery plan were both approved in November of 2017. Program guidelines were established to guide its implementation through a number of initiatives. I am pleased to report that the program has been both challenging and rewarding. The first initiative to be executed was a materials grant. This was a program which resulted in a total of $517,127,000 being awarded in building materials vouchers to approximately 117 recipients. Additionally, Mr. Speaker, 9 households were being provided with temporary housing support. In the second initiative, the Government of the Virgin Islands and the National Bank entered into agreement for the deposit of $15 million to be dispersed as follows: housing grants of $3.5 million, social housing of $8 million, loans of $3 million, and professional and administrative fees, approximately $500,000. An invitation by government, a total of 543 applications were received for assistance under this fund since January of 2018, this representing approximately $41 million of funding requests, although we had fund up to 15. 419 of these applicants met the eligibility criteria set, and of this 419, this would require $32 million, still resulting in shortfalls of $17 million. In order to ensure that priority would be given to the most needy of families in the award of grants, applications were ranked by their vulnerability scores following technical and social assessments conducted by the Public Works Department and the Social Development Department, respectively. Mr. Speaker, based on available funding, 130 qualifying applicants have been approved to date, broken down as follows: 22 applications for social housing for a total of $3 million. 105 applicants were approved for general grants, representing a total commitment of $5.5 million. 3 applicants qualified for loans for a total of $300,000. Mr. Speaker, reflecting its commitment to a collaborative approach, the Ministry of Health and Social Development has partnered with local non-profit organizations, the UK government, and the Recovery and Development Agency to provide additional housing support to several more families in need. It is noted that a number of persons who have made applications over the period were not adequately notified as to the status of their applications. This is being rectified. Despite their achievements, many eligible applicants remain displaced without the financial means to repair their homes. Having heard their cries of distress, it was made a priority to conduct a thorough review of the program upon assuming office as minister for the subject. Following extensive consultations with the technical team, the Housing Recovery Committee, the National Bank of the Virgin Islands, and other stakeholders, we have decided to increase the allocation of funding being applied toward general grants, bringing a total to $10,500,000, up from the $3.5 million. Taking into account the grants that were previously awarded, this change would result in additional $5 million being made available to facilitate repairs to hurricane-damaged homes. $5 million additional, as we had already committed $5.5 million. Funding allocated to social housing under the program will remain at the $3 million mark. And those social housing, some have started, and the others will commence forthwith. Loan fundings will be adjusted in order to have the administrative fees for this additional work that we would do. A further $500,000 was reallocated. Mr. Speaker, the decision to decrease the level of funding provided for loans was largely driven by the fact that the vast number of applicants under this program did not satisfy the bank's credit requirements. We are in conversation with the bank to have some of the commercial requirements relaxed, as the funding is intended to rebuild homes damaged and people that are in distress at this time. Another important feature of the redesigned Housing Recovery Assistance Program is the award of partial grants that will be sufficient to make beneficiaries' home watertight, together with essential electrical and plumbing installation works. This adjustment would reduce the scope of works paid for under the program, thus allowing more households to be assisted with the available resources. The fact remains that if one house was granted $150,000 and the other required only $5,000 and could not get the grant, then they were still vulnerable to infiltration of water, and too many houses were remaining unserved. Mr. Speaker, the Ministry of Health and Social Development will directly engage qualified contractors, building material suppliers, and construction professionals for the delivery of all new projects approved under the program. In addition to benefits derived from economies of scale through bulk purchasing, direct contracting will improve the supervision of construction works to ensure that quality standards are met. Mr. Speaker, the modifications being done to the Housing Recovery Assistance Program will go a long way in providing relief to several more uninsured, vulnerable families whose homes suffered damages to roofs, windows, and doors. While the government is not in a position to satisfy every request, my ministry will be working in tandem with the Recovery and Development Agency to make an additional $3 million, in fact, $3 million that were, again, deposited with the Recovery and Development Agency for such a purpose. We will be working directly with them so that we can effect the repair of more homes than may have been accomplished in earlier programs. By combining our resources in this fashion, we expect to reduce the funding gap by at least 50% and would continue to give priority to the most vulnerable homes. Mr. Speaker, I appeal to all community-minded individuals, non-profit organizations, and private businesses to partner with the ministry and the RDA to address the needs of other eligible households who are not in a position to assist due to funding shortages. In closing, I want to put on the record the government's recognition of all the hard work by the team of Public Works, volunteers, consultants, contractors, the staff at the ministry, and other partners who have contributed to the creation and implementation of the Housing Recovery Assistance Program. The road to recovery and rebuilding may seem long, but we must remember to celebrate the milestones along the way. There are a number of vulnerable homes, and we intend, Mr. Speaker, to have all homes covered as best possible. Thank you very much for allowing me that statement.